Greetings from New York City. I'm in the Bhakti Center now. I'm definitely now going to begin a particular study, which I'm very, very excited about. It took me a little bit of time to to get settled here in just to get settled. But we're going to do Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 80, which is the Brahmin Sudama visits Lord Krishna in Dwarka. So it's a really good story. I'm very excited to kind of, because this opportunity I have to teach. Remember last week I told you that I visited these conservative Christians, very nice people. And we were discussing and sharing so many things. But there's one thing I was sharing how I like to teach and how effective it is, your own studies. And what he said, once taught, twice learned. So it really accelerates it. So I'm kind of, it's exciting to me. Something new, and I hope it's exciting for you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Rajo Vacha Bhagavanyani Chanyani Mukundasya Mahatmana. Yiryanyanantavirya Shrotum Ichami He Prabho. King Pariksit said, "My Lord, O Master, I wish to hear about other valorous deeds performed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, whose valor is unlimited." So, this is the 10th canto, and Maharaj Pariksit is now hearing about the personal pastimes of Krishna. The scene, he's at the end of his life, and he's hearing to gain faith, conviction, which comes from proper understanding and experience. And hearing the Bhagavatam gives you both. And that's exactly why we're doing this. Because when you hear from Shastra, you get good ideas. When you get good ideas, you get good thoughts. And when you get good thoughts, you get good desires. You get good desires, you get good habits. And this is who we are. We are our desires. So without, and I've seen by my association with the people who regularly hear, I do get the satisfaction of seeing their transformation and understanding what part this has played in it, this type of process we're doing. And, of course, the 10th canto has a certain type of prerequisite of understanding, a certain frame of reference. It's interesting. I just arrived, which means I drove in from New Jersey this morning. And parked my car and schlepped my luggage and came to where I'm staying now. I don't know if I should, but I'm feeling. I'm feeling, you know, to actually speak how much energy it takes. Usually I'm so energetic. I don't notice it, but when you, it's just a philosophical point here. You know, movement is the mode of passion. So that, you know, it depletes you a bit. So I think with me, maybe it brings me to the right mode, brings me down a little bit. It makes me more suspicious or something. But just sharing you my personal thoughts. But it's very, very beautiful. So the 10th canto and frame of reference you need to actually understand it. Various components of knowledge that are given in the first 10 cantos. Because truth is beyond our perception of it. If we already see the truth, we don't need teachers. And because it's beyond our perception of it and beyond the frame of reference we have, that very often to understand certain aspects of components of truth, a frame of reference has to be built up. So Maharaj Prickett is hearing here, and he's actually set the example. He's listened patiently, and he has qualified to understand very deep and esoteric subject matters and hear them purely without projecting his own attachments and conceptions on them. And he's heard actually the highest subject matter. But even though he's heard the highest subject matter, he wants to hear other things about his deeds. Just to increase his faith. Because everything's going to stem down to our conviction. At the moment of death, some effort is going to be required. And effort follows faith. Without faith, there's no effort. So as he is hearing to increase that faith, as he has built up his frame of reference by hearing the Bhagavatam. Of course, we know that Srila Prabhupada gave the 10th canto in a way that we can hear it at the beginning, couched in the various understandings we need to free us from our misconceptions. So, he wants to hear more. And that's his glory, because that's his bhakti. The main symptom of bhakti is the desire to hear. Again, I have a huge mailing list. How many people call up? Of course, there's actually a lot of people all the time. A lot of people come and tell me they're hearing. And of course, people on mailings also hear from others. But some don't hear, or don't hear sufficiently. And without that, it's very difficult to get the experience of devotion that is required for faith. So King Pritchett is the exemplar for hearing. His faith is so strong. His faith is so strong that he's not even eating or drinking because he has more attraction for hearing and more aversion for not hearing than he has the attraction even for basic necessities. Because he's submissively heard. He's heard with faith. He's heard in a thoughtful way to make sure that what he has understood from his teacher is what the teacher was trying to communicate, because often there's a disconnect. Because before the intelligence is pure, we project so many conceptions and attachments on what we hear that even if we're faithful, we cannot be assured that what we've accepted as true is what was spoken as truth. So if there are any doubts, of course, the doubt should be not in our teacher, but in our capacity to understand our teacher. And if there are any doubts, they should be raised. So Maharaj Pritchett is both hearing faithfully and at the same time, he is raising his doubt. But here he's now wanting to hear more. And this is what we should pray for. We should pray for this desire to hear. Text 2. Konu shuta sakrit brahman uttama shloka satkata Viramaka Visheshadyo Vishanakama Maganai. O Brahman, how could anyone who knows the essence of life and is disgusted with endeavoring for sense gratification give up the transcendental topics of Lord Uttama Shloka after hearing about them repeatedly? So we see that people sometimes give up. Even after hearing the Shesha, after hearing Vishesha, the speciality of life, the real essence of life, the real thing that's ultimately important. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Prema Pumartha Mahan. The Prema Pumartha Mahan. The greatest artha. The greatest thing that has value is love of Godhead. And that's the essence. And in your life, you should, the narrative of your life, this should be the theme. And if anything is not connected to that, it should be given up. Now, we have attachments that are connected to that that shouldn't be given up because they're prescribed for us to be peaceful in mind at a certain level of our evolution. so we should not give them up. But those that are not connected to the narrative of our life, which is how this soul is pursuing prema, that is your story. And if that is not your story, or if there are things within your story not connected to that, you have to rewrite the narrative of your life. Now, renunciation may also not be connected to that. So it's neither indulgence, it's neither renunciation. But that's your theme. And go over everything in your life, and if you have any doubts, state what that is. I do this and this, and then say, so what? And if you can't answer that affirmatively, so what? Right? I am taking care of my children because they have been given to me by God, and it is my duty as a servant of God to take care of them and also to purify me of any attachments I have by working through them. Therefore, this is connected to my goal of prema. But if it's another thing, so what? And you can't answer, well, so what? I don't know why it's connected to prema. Then have to give them up. So how can anyone who knows the essence of life and is disgusted with the endeavor for sense gratification beyond what one needs to be peaceful? I don't know if I'm allowed to add that report, but in context, how can someone give up the transcendental topics of Lord Buddha Mishloka after hearing them repeatedly? And we've seen that this happens. And therefore, he says, the Shesh Gya. One who knows the real thing. One who knows the real thing, they do not give it up. That's the point. You know the real thing. You realize the real thing. By practicing the real thing, you will not give it up. And Shana Kama Magasai. And furthermore, if you have not come to that point of frustration with sense gratification, selfishness, then you also risk giving those up, giving up the transcendental topics after hearing them. Prabhupada would tell the story of the boatman, the boat party. Overnight, the boat was going to take people to a wedding. When they woke up in the morning, they complained to the boatman that they're still in the same damn place. Boatman said, well, how can that be? I was rowing all night. And the people couldn't figure out until one person saw that the anchor hasn't been lifted. The anchor hasn't been lifted. Got to pull out the anchor. And really, in Krishna consciousness, really in Krishna consciousness, that means in Krishna consciousness, that means faith and surrender, which is the symptom of faith. The symptom of faith, or the access of the inclination of the soul to love purely. The symptom of that is you embrace God, Krishna, as your shelter. And therefore, the focus of your life shifts from your independent desires to your dependent desires, to the desires of that absolute reality, which is manifest through his representatives. So that's the root. And unless one takes hold of that root and keeps that consciousness of separation, does not surrender, then what to give up? Otherwise, how can you give up the transcendental topics of the Lord? How can you give it up? That's his faith. Because there is nothing more relishable. The very beginning of the Bhagavatam, we heard, Vayam Natu Kachitatma Uttama Shloka Vartate. It's Shrinvatam Rasaganam. So I quote this many, many times, didn't it? You never get tired because it's Rasa. It's the expression of love which makes you feel love. How great is that? So because Parikshit has done the work of fixing his mind and hearing, he has such a degree of relish that it is astounding to him that anyone could give this up. Astounding that anyone could give this up. And at the same time, welling in his heart is compassion for those who don't have this. Because if you don't have this, your state is suffering. Because you will never be fulfilled. It's always nice in the Srimad Bhagavatam, these introductory verses by Maharaj Prakrit reaffirming what is the nature of bhakti. Savagyaya tasya gunandinite karau chitat karma karomanascha vare vishantam stirajangameshu shinoti tat punya kitatakana. Actual speech is that which describes the qualities of the Lord. Real hands are those that work for him. A true mind is that which always remembers him, dwelling within everything, moving and non-moving. And actual ears are those that listen to sanctified topics about him. So this is a glorification of God. He is the object. That connection with gives us sustenance and value as much as a hand gets its value in connection to that which it is part of. So it's a very, very beautiful thing. And as much as our senses get value in connection with the service of that which is part of, they become useless without any connection. And in the commentary, there's a similar statement, so Shona Grishi in the second canto. What is the use of a tongue of a frog? Because its croaking actually attracts the snake. So in a similar way, if our tongue is not used appropriately, one of the yamas, one of the regulations, is truthfulness. And I know in the Yoga Sutras, you know, it's truthful and it should not be deceitful. It should have meaning. So what is the value? What is the use of what you say if you don't think about it? Then it will attract death. Recently, and it's very wonderful, I give seminars on yoga psychology. I got this idea from Guna Grimarj, who got it from a Christian ministry called the Complaint-Free World. And I put a band on my right hand. And if I criticize anyone, not constructively, but with any slight degree of malintent, which is 99% of the criticism I would give, that if I actually act on that desire, I have to switch it to another hand. The goal is to keep it on one hand for 3 weeks, or it's to not criticize for 3 weeks. Anyway, I give seminars in yoga psychology, and I describe how habits make. But I can tell you, just controlling myself from that is an incredible boon for spiritual life. Because the hate in our heart comes out through the words. It's an expression of our worst self, and it's a fortification of our worst self, just like its kirtan is an expression of our soul, it's an expression of our best self. So in the same way, and that's it. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in this verse says, he has kind of an interesting comment. He mentions that the senses should work together in Krishna consciousness. In other words, whatever the eyes or ears experience, the mind should simply remember Krishna, who is within all things. So again, it's the theme. They're not disconnected. They're connected to a theme. They're all meant, the vehicle, the body, is meant for prema. That's why when you become liberated, a Vaishnava sometimes is from the karma. I'm not sure about this point, but he doesn't leave because liberation is not the goal. Prema is the goal, and we need a body to execute. We need a body to execute that. So the body is important in that regard. Now, in the Pure Yoga Sutras, the body is impure. And this is impure. It's impure, they say, in origin. Where does it come from? Look where your body comes from. Mother's uterus. And it's near all the extra. I mean, where does it, the origin, the time, it goes there. Body's impure. It's temporary. And it's full of suffering. But the commentary of the Yoga Sutras in the Bhakti tradition, the body has a more positive element because it is the temple of God. Shiras Titasyo Bayalingamaname Tare Vyat Pashiti Tadichakshu Andani Vishnur Atitasyananam Adodakam Yani Bhajanti Nityam. An actual head is one that bows down to the Lord and his manifestations among the moving and non-moving creatures. Real eyes are those that see only the Lord. And actual limbs are those which regularly honor the water that has bathed the Lord's feet, or those of his devotees. So actual body is meant for service. Actual body should be, all your senses should be an expression of humility, which is a submission to a dictation higher than one's independent desires. The same thing in the second canto, it mentions, if the body does not bow down to the Lord, then it's a heavy burden. It's like a man who's drowning. If he has a crown, it makes him sink further. So in the material world, if your opulence, represented by the turban, if your head is not in consciousness of service, then you will appropriate things for your selfish desires, and they will degrade you further. Vishnu Ritena Sampashto Bhagavan Bhadarayana Vasudeva Bhagavati Nimagna Vidayo Bhavit. Sita Goswami said, thus questioned by King Vishnu Rata, the powerful sage Bhadarayani replied, his heart fully absorbed of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu Rata, one who, name for Parikshit, one who is protected by Vishnu, because Maharaj Parikshit was protected in the womb. There was a nice devotee named after him called Vishnu Rata, who is one of the sweetest kirtaniers I've ever heard. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me, I come to New York to hear the kirtans of Vishnu Rata. I wonder what happened to him. Thus questioned, he replied, his heart fully absorbed in meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. That's the person you want to hear from, who's connected, and the connection is absorption. Absorption means out of love. Question. Because a person is absorbed out of love, a person who is absorbed out of love he has experience of God. It's the experience of God is love. The experience of any person is the relationship we have with them. One more verse to today, because I'm giving a class at 10:30 here for an hour and a half, and another class in the evening for 2 hours, so at Yoga Maya, if anybody's around, at 6 p.m. Shri Shuka Uvacha, Krishnasya Asit Saka Akashit Brahmano Brahma Vittama Rakta Indriyarte Shu Prashantatma Jitendriya. Sukadeva Goswami said, so now he sees his face, so he feels like speaking. There's no faith, why speak? People don't have faith in you, why teach them? They won't be able to learn. Lord Krishna had a certain Brahmin friend named Sudama who is most learned in Vedic knowledge and detached from all sense gratification, enjoyment. Furthermore, his mind was peaceful and his senses subdued. So, the famous story, and there's a lot of messages to be gleaned. But I think I'll just leave you. I'll read one more verse and leave you with a question. Yadichayo papalena vartamano grihasami tasya bharya kuchailasya kshut shama chitta vidha. Living as a householder, he maintained himself with whatever came of its own accord. The wife of that poorly dressed brahmana suffered along with him and was emaciated from hunger. Sudama's chaste wife was also poorly dressed, and whatever food she obtained, she gave to her husband. Thus she remained fatigued, hunger. Wow. Surrendering to Krishna doesn't guarantee that even sometimes your basic needs, you know, they have clothes or food. Wow, that's scary. Of course, the devotee at this level, he suffers to set an example to teach certain lessons. But again, also, it hasn't affected their consciousness. Their consciousness is so pure. Anyway, this is about what I will speak today. I welcome any questions or discussions. I welcome anyone saying hello to. Who's that?
This is Nando Dalai Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. I'll go to Srila
Prabhupada. Always such a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm Maharaj, and we are waiting for your response. And now, I remember I asked you a couple of weeks ago when you'll be able to come this side, you know?
Well, I'm just locally here. I haven't even had a chance to look at my calendar yet.
Okay.
I'll get back to you soon. Thank you. Okay.
I'm sure you'll be coming to Henry Prabhu.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, so that's it. Any other questions?
Maharaj, one question I had, you know, about this Brahmana. He was so poor and everything. I read this study, you know. So is it that, you know, he was in that, like, Brahma paid, tattena anukampam shushumikshama anubhunyana batmanakudam vipakam ridvag bapurvir vidhada namaste jivataya mukti padeshodaiva. Is it the embodiment of these devotees in this, in a prayer?
You know, I haven't really read this story in a while, so I generally be better equipped when I get the whole message of it. But
okay,
obviously, everything that comes from God comes for a purpose that's related to either our service, our consciousness, or the glorification of God, which is our service. So it's no doubt that devotees suffer sometimes. But again, real suffering is consciousness, not just physical conditions, because two people can be in the same physical condition, and some person can be tortured by it, and another person, you know, can be blissful by it. When Maharaj Prickett himself was cursed to die, he said, Sadhu Mene, I think this is very good. Right? Because it will allow me to become detached from the world and become free from my sins. So it's hard to really make that judgment in terms of a person's suffering. Obviously, they're undergoing hardships, but there's some purpose to it. And ultimately, when the purpose is the service of God, then one feels he's getting wonderful mercy. Okay?
Thank you, Mahat.
Thank you, Nandadula. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's this?
This is Gail. I'll see you soon.
Oh, my God. You really? Oh, wonderful. Okay. Gail, you must be in the Holland Tunnel.
No. Penn Station. I'm at Penn Station.
Penn Station. Okay. I'm glad you came in by train. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that yesterday you said, even though you heard the same story, you heard something different. But for all you know, you'll hear it again today. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else like to say hello today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Wow, I love that you're in the audience. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hi, Krishna.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Okay. Hi, Bo. Great to see you and your family. Your sons turned out so nicely, leading such beautiful kirtan. Wonderful. We had a nice program yesterday at Gopiki Shores and Kishori Radha's and the Jagannath Mandir. And, you know, unfortunately, we had a date well in advance, and then somehow I had to switch it. So a lot of people that could have come weren't able to come, because especially people that are married, they have so many obligations, they really need time in advance. But we still got such a nice crew. We got so many new people that came. And there was one person that I guess Kishori Radha met from an alternative, from her schooling or something. And she couldn't come, but her daughter came, who was 6 years old. And her friend brought the daughter, right? And the lady, I guess, was a vegan cook, kind of has a healthy lifestyle outlook. And so, again, I mean, I see this girl could not be over 5 years old. And I'm seeing her sitting up, listening intently to the whole lecture. So finally, I just had to compliment her during the lecture, and I said, what is her name? What is her name? What is your name? What is her name? And the friend said, her name is Samadhi. I said, what? When is she? I mean, she's like, she's a young child. She's given up everything just to listen to this class. And the mother gave the name Samadhi. I said, where the mother gave the name? Oh, she just picked it up, you know. So I go, like, wow. Yeah. So it's such a nice program. And I would say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6, 7, 8 people. Just, you know, came. I mean, there was a lot more people than that. And Gopishore, and it was so, and people brought things, made such nice things for the whole thing, you know, new people. And besides that, there was lasagna, kofta, some pasta, some minestrone soup, pepper preparation, some burfi, some vegan cupcakes, some things, and some really exotic drink. Everything was just so nicely done. And people were, and some people came from the city too. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay. I'm going now. Thank you all. Lunch and cocoa, thank you.